With me in the Anthony and Susan All You News studio is Catherine Cheryl, our militant grammarian. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What do we got today?
Well, David and I were traveling somewhere by car recently and listening to Golden Oldies on the radio. Paul Anka came on singing, "Breaking Up Is Hard to Do." It reminded me of the breakup of my first marriage, and so I was telling David about hearing that song on a date my first husband and I had after I left him. I said to David, "He was trying to get me back." We both laughed. So what are the two meanings of that?
Well, one, he was trying to romance you and make you part of his life again.
And what's the other? Get me back?
Oh, he was trying to... he was giving you poison food.
Revenge,
yeah. Right, yeah.
David said, "That's a skitch." His term for some good subject matter for militant grammarian. It's like skit and sketch, I think, but he calls it a skitch. Double meanings show up in many a comedian's monologue and in witty writing.
Yes.
The literary name for them is double entendre. Mm-hmm. A double entendre is a figure of speech or particular way of wording that is devised to be understood in two ways, having a double meaning.
Right.
Devised or accidental, as in my car conversation. So give us both meanings of these sentences.
Okay.
We saw her duck.
We saw the pet that she has that mm-hmm. quacks, mm-hmm. or something was thrown at her and she dodged out of
yes.
the way.
We fed her cat food.
Her cat, Stretch, needed food, so she put a bowl out of food, or we did. And the other one is we gave this poor person cat food.
Yes. Did you see her dress?
Her jersey that she's wearing, or as she was in the act of putting on more clothes.
Right.
One is wrong. Without consent.
Typically, one of the meanings is obvious given the context, whereas the other is ambiguous and may require more thought. The innuendo may convey a message that would be too socially awkward, sexually suggestive, or offensive to state directly. Usually it's sexual.
Yeah, double entendre, I think most people when they say it or think of it, they think
sexual.
That there's a sexual
Absolutely,
second
yeah.
meaning. Yeah.
Yeah. In our examples, the ambiguity occurs because so many of our words can be more than one part of speech. So, Kyle, what parts of speech mm-hmm. are ambiguous in these sentences? We saw her duck.
Well, duck can be a noun or a verb.
Right. So yeah. duck means to lower
right.
your head or it's a,
right.
it's an animal. Did you see her dress?
Again, noun
yeah.
or verb.
Right. Although the term double entendre comes from French, writers note that double entendre is meaningless in modern French.
Well, okay.
Yeah, snobby there. No. While double entendre has been an English phrase since the 17th century, it is an English corruption of the original French phrase, which I'm going to butcher right mm-hmm. now. A double entente.
And I'll just tell you that I assume any French phrase I know is a corruption of a French
yeah.
phrase.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are two forms of ambiguity, lexical ambiguity and syntactical ambiguity. Lexical ambiguity presents two or more possible meanings within a single word, like duck.
Mm-hmm.
This is also known as semantic ambiguity. We see a lot of this in puns.
Sure.
And that makes a pun,
sure.
right?
Sure,
in
yes.
forms of wordplay. Kyle, explain the lexical ambiguity in the following quote. This is a W.C. Fields quote. And someone asked him, "Do you believe in clubs for young people?" And W.C. Fields says, "Only when kindness fails."
All right, so we presume what the questioner was asking, like... A social club.
Yeah, or a nightclub or
right.
something. Right,
yes. Mm-hmm. And what W.C. Fields is referring to is battering people who are misbehaving.
With a wooden bat,
yes.
Which was pretty typical of him.
Yes, or at least of his persona, right?
Yes. Things he said.
Yes.
Syntactical ambiguity or structural ambiguity presents two or more possible meanings within a sentence or phrase. So you got to have the context there.
Right.
The reader must use the context clues to uncover the true meaning of the sentence or phrase. Again, explain the syntactical ambiguity. I shot an elephant in my pajamas.
And I got there. I'll never know. Right? Is Groucho wearing the pajamas or is the elephant
right.
wearing the pajamas?
Right. It plays, as you can see, ambiguity plays quite well with comedy. It makes the reader stop and say, wait, what? Kyle, tell me about these double entendres uttered by famous folks.
Okay.
Bob Hope in The Pale Face said, brave men run in my family.
So when you say run in the family, like an ability. But what Bob Hope was saying in that movie is that brave men turn around and vamoose.
Get out, yes. Here's a joke attributed to Roy Rogers, which I doubt he said, after the death of his beloved horse. Roy, more hay, Trigger? Trigger, no thanks, Roy, I'm stuffed.
Oh.
And why is that funny?
Well, because Trigger was taxidermied.
Yes.
Yes.
Kyle, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this discussion.
Our Phil Tinkerberry is Catherine Sherrills.